when I was quite young, I had to be in the, probably early first, second, third grade, something like that. And Judy.
Some of your six best years.
Yeah. Judy Ritzenthaler came up with Cleeton Jenny, and they were going to take her to the Cleveland Clinic to have her fitted for a hearing aid. And, of course, the older aunts and uncles were down in the kitchen in the evening drinking their beer and playing Michigan Rummy like they always did. And Judy and I were talking ghost stories before we went to bed. All kind of ghost stuff. Scary stuff. So we went to bed, and she slept in my parents' bedroom, and I was in my bedroom. And outside the window, I have a street light that the light would shine towards the bedroom. And my mother would pull the roll-up spring-activated shades, down to shut off the light. And it was winter time. Anyway, the spring on the shade, the catch left go, and the shade went up and rewound itself and flap, 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 flap. Well, I was just dozing off, and I looked, I sat up, and the tree outside was moving, and the light was shining a shadow from the streetlight under the window. There was a horse trying to get in my window. And I took two steps and got down 15 steps, and I go flying into the kitchen, and I said, "There's a horse climbing in my window." Well, of course, Uncle Cleet says it must have been a giraffe in order to look to the second floor window. And Judy couldn't hear me, but she saw me fly by her bedroom door, and she comes down right after me wanting to know, what happened.